So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. And again, the highlight for me on Friday was Jack Cettarelli sitting there with Scott Presler at Mulligan's. I know Johnny told me the same thing. It was quite a synergy, and you could tell that Jack recognized the importance of what Scott is doing to turn New Jersey red. Let's go to Scott Presler here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, Henry told me he identified himself, and you were immediately into voter registration mode and saying, are you registered to vote? Consistent.
Yeah, he said where he lives, and of course, I mean, you can't tell me where you live and not expect me to say, are you registered to vote at your current address? So I'm glad I was very on brand.
That is the brand, but you were also on brand at the rally. For listeners who didn't see it, and we've put it up and talked about it, what was your message at the rally? What did you tap into?
Well, I want people to know that I made special time to be there at Mulligan's. I was up at 4 o'clock a.m., I went to the Vegas Diner at 6:30 with Steve Ducey with Fox and Friends. Then I did a hit with Benny Johnson. And then somehow I was still awake, and I was like, okay, I got to go over to Mulligan's and see Dom Giordano. And my main message is I want people to know we can win. My main message for New Jersey is you have the power, you have the ability, you can win this November. It's all turnout. And the number one message that I wanted to bring to the voters is that we had the 2021 election decided by 84,000 votes, 84,000 votes. And we had 600,000 Republicans that stayed home in 2021. So my people in New Jersey, do not allow a repeat of 2021. You get out, you call everyone you know, you text everyone you know, help us knock on doors, help us spend the next 22 days talking to every person that we can, because you can win this election. I promise you.
That is the major message, Scott. That's very astute, because there are people still in Jersey who don't believe that, that it's blue. And it may be overall in certain pockets, but in this race, Cettarelli has tapped into it. You and the other people you brought there, Jack, Benny Johnson couldn't be there because of the threats to him, have really helped to mobilize this. It's right there. And all you have to do, they have early voting. You don't have to wait till Election Day.
No, October 25th is the first day of early in-person voting. October 25th until November 2nd, you have 9 full, big, beautiful days that you can vote early in person for Jack. And I really encourage people to lock in your vote. November 4th, not a lot of people are thinking about it. Life happens. A lot of our people are working class. You're a pilot, doctor, healthcare professional, mom, dad. You might be doing something that takes you out of your precinct on Tuesday, November 4th. Please don't allow that to happen. I beg you, vote on day one of October 25th, in-person voting. And if we show huge numbers, it's going to inspire other people to believe that we can win. And the reason why I say this is I looked at 2016, Hillary Clinton got a lot of people to vote early in Ohio and in Florida. And the Democrat numbers of early voting were so big that a lot of people thought that Hillary was going to win because of the early vote. And that narrow victory could have been a big popular vote victory like it was in 2024 had people believed we could win. So your voting early in person is going to inspire low propensity Republicans who may not think we can win to vote. That's why early voting really matters, and that's what we're trying to tap into.
Absolutely. Now, tomorrow, huge day, and that means Scott Presler will be in our area over in Doylestown. Of course, the anniversary of the birthday of Charlie Kirk. And you'll be loaded with merch, just like we were throwing out to the crowds. I don't know if you were throwing anything out, Scott, but what's happening tomorrow in Doylestown?
It is going to be a long but glorious day. So we are sending out text messages to registered Republicans in Bucks County. If you're listening right now, you're probably going to get a text message from me today. And we are encouraging every Bucks County resident, you come out and you vote in person early tomorrow. There are three different voting locations that you can vote. And a flyer is on my social media of those three. There's one in Upper Bucks, Quakertown area. There's one in Middle Bucks, a.k.a. Doylestown. And there's one in Southern Bucks, I think in the Levittown area, the government center.
Yes.
And so you guys, I know Bucks County is a big county. We're going to have staff members at all three locations outside the legal limit that we are required to be. I, in person, myself in the flesh, will be at the Doylestown Old Courthouse, right off of 55 East in Doylestown, and I'll be there from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Oh.
I am fully committed. I am ready to spend the entire day shaking hands, giving out freedom T-shirts to every person that wants one, giving out Charlie Kirk, I voted in honor of Charlie stickers to everyone that wants one, and we are also going to be door knocking in the local boroughs, getting Republicans out to vote. And I am asking people, do not let the tragedy, the assassination, what happened a month ago, to go in vain. The way that we are going to respond, the world is going to watch us respond with positive action. That's
Absolutely.
How we respond.
And Scott, it was a rallying cry. I think you talked about it the other day when we were at Mulligan's, and I've talked about it a lot. When in Bucks County, Marseglia and her minions and Bob Harve, the Harve de Grasse guy, shut down voting. And you mentioned they were wearing those stickers, official judge of voting or some cockamamie, Democrats trying to intimidate people who wanted to get a mail-in ballot, vote, and hand it in right there. That's what we're talking about you can do.
Well, I'll tell you right now, we're prepared. If any Democrats are listening to this broadcast right now, you try a shenanigan tomorrow. I've got lawyers on the ground. I've got lawyers all across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And we have an army of people armed with cell phones. And with my platform of 2.4 million and growing, you cause a shenanigan, you cause trouble, I promise you right now, you will be recorded. We are going to post it everywhere. I'm going to send it to my army of attorneys. I'm going to send it to the RNC. I'm going to get it everywhere. And remember, Democrats, we sued your behinds last year, and we won. And your shenanigans gave us 3 extra days of early voting. And because of you, we won Bucks County for the first time since 1988 with 300 more votes. So to the Democrats, buyer beware. If your intent is to cause any problems tomorrow, you're only going to help galvanize more Republicans to vote. So I say peacefully, bring it on.
Absolutely. And Scott, tomorrow, is there a theme? Is it in Charlie's name? You have to vote this time. If not now, when? Is there anything else tomorrow in remembrance of Charlie Kirk, friend of yours? What else tomorrow will be happening?
Well, I'm asking people absolutely to vote in honor of Charlie Kirk. But really, this is for the people to decide. You have a sheriff election. Fred Herron, H-A-R-R-A-N. Fred Herron is a Republican running for re-election. Jen Shorn is a Republican running for district attorney. If you want Bucks County to elect a pro-illegal alien, an anti-ICE sheriff, then don't vote. Allow the Democrats to win. If you want a pro-illegal alien, anti-ICE district attorney that won't prosecute crimes, then don't vote and allow the Democrats to win. This election very much is about safety and security. This election is making sure that Bucks County doesn't become Philadelphia. So if you want law and order, and if you want to protect people's lives in honor of Charlie, I need your vote. Fred Herron, Fred Herron, Fred Herron, Jen Shorn, Jen Shorn, Jen Shorn. You get out and vote, and of course, no to retention. Oh, by the way, get this, Dom, get this. Governor Shapiro, if you're listening, I want to know, why are you spending your time making phone calls for justices that locked us down during COVID, and you're not on the phone courting and whipping votes to get a budget passed? What I say is, no budget, Governor Shapiro, no retention. No budget, no retention. And did you see Michigan Senator Slotkin, while our government is shut down, is in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania trying to get these locked down justices retained
exactly.
This November.
Exactly.
So if you want accountability, I need everybody to vote no to retention to Dougherty, Donahue, and Wecht. I've been talking this for a year. Get out and vote no to retention. Flip over your ballot to fire your judges. Turn over your ballot to term limit your judges.
Scott, tomorrow, too, we hope to. Henry will, call you and see how it's going there. Once an hour, it's such a big day. You're right here locally. Just get your commentary on what's happening in Doylestown on this day. And I predict, due to what you're doing, your organization, we're going to see a tremendous outpouring of people tomorrow. We're going to see those freedom shirts all over the place.
Well, and this is all across the 67 counties. So if you're listening right now from Philadelphia or anywhere across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, I ask you, go in person to your county elections office and do an in-person, on-demand mail-in ballot. If you have any problems, email scott@earlyvoteaction.com, scott@earlyvoteaction.com, and put down a report. We will have a team following my email while I'm out in the field. Henry has permission to call me once an hour on the hour. I'll give you live updates. I'm going to have video. Oh, no, trust me. When I'm locked into something, I'm locked in. I am like a dog on a frickin' bone. I'm not stopping for a second.
Well, I just hope Diane Marseglia comes down and takes a stroll by and says, bring it on.
Bless her heart. She's trying her best. Bless her heart.
All right, Scott, one more time. Where do people find you?
earlyvoteaction.com, and my social media is all @ScottPressler, and I promise you, I'm driving to Bucks County right now, Dom, and I'm going to be knocking in Warrington and Warminster today in preparation for tomorrow, and we're not stopping for a gosh darn second. earlyvoteaction.com, earlyvoteaction.com.
Talk tomorrow. Godspeed. Thank you, Scott, very much.
Thank you.
All right, Scott Pressler tomorrow, a real treat. We'll get him, Henry will mix him in there as he comes to Doylestown on a very big day, right in the center of the action. And again, you can meet him. He's a public figure that's easy to see, to put it mildly. All right, and again, we really appreciate that he came over to Mulligan's in the middle of a day when he's in demand nationally. He and Jack Cettarelli there were unbelievable. Should have had Jack Cettarelli go out for a pass, so I think he would have caught it from Henry. If he didn't, then Henry, come on now.
Oh, that would have been that video went blown up.
Yeah, we got a lob in it. You're the official designated thrower. The only thing is, got to make sure people catch it. A lot of stick.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of stick.
I mean, I would stick them where
like
their hands.
Like decide an election right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, whether you exactly. catch it or drop it.
Yeah, exactly right. Let's see what Mikey Sherrill would do. While I fly a helicopter. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Big, big day tomorrow. We'll take you right to the center of that. More of your calls coming up. But right now, for a great prize today, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
That's right. We're playing for a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra. Philly Sports put to music Saturday, November 22nd. At Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield, Pennsylvania, Delaware County. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. All right, Henry, start the proceedings.
Yeah, there. Dom. Yes. So today we were asking on the side question for that all-time trailblazer and pioneer. So I thought I'd give you a trailblazer and pioneer in the rock and roll scene. Bill Haley and his Comets is largely considered to be the first rock band to popularize the rock and roll category with their song, Rock Around the Clock, which really wasn't a hit at first until it was featured in the movie Blackboard Jungle in 1955. Then it rose to the top of the American charts for 8 weeks. Bill Haley and the Comets are, one of the first rock bands, like I said, inspiring people around the world to also continue with this genre. So I'm going to bring you a cover of Bill Haley and his Comets singing Rock Around the Clock. I want to know the country or language of origin in which this cover is being sang in. It should be noted about this cover artist in their home country, they are considered, you're going to like this nickname, the God of Song. The God of Song is covering this Bill Haley and his Comets song. I want to know the language or the country in which the God of Song hails from.
All right, we're looking again, Henry, for
the country or the language of origin in which this song is being covered by the God of Song.
And of course, and I had him on, Don McLean from Mulligan's once, not at Mulligan's, on the phone, American Pie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
great one.
That's who he's talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my sense. He's talking about them because they died in a plane crash, or some of them did, anyhow.
Rocking Around the Clock?
Yeah. Well, there we go.
Didn't realize the connotations of that song were so dark.
Yeah, but no, I mean, there was a plane crash.
Oh, well, yeah.
Paying homage.
Yeah,
that's
the day the music died. The Big Bopper, Buddy Holly, and Ritchie Valens.
Yes. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Hit us with that, and you're off to see Joe Conklin, either the language or the country. And coming up, a little bit more on the Biden people trying to take credit. President Trump has just invited Iran to join the peace efforts. I know that's hard to believe. That's wild. But Trump is pushing all buttons now to try to move this forward even more than what we've seen today. He's not relenting on this and saying job done, not by a long shot. All on Talk Radio 12.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza?
sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
That.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. All right, here's the clue. We're looking for the language or the country. All right, let's go to Joe in Westchester on Talk Radio 1210. See if we can get those tickets given away. Hey, Joe, what country or language?
Dom, I want to say India.
You're in the neighborhood.
All right, not bad. I don't know. I was laughing because I don't know. Lenny and Ridley, all right, we're in the neighborhood with India. What do you say, Lenny?
That came from, he's in Hong Kong. That would have been, Sam Wee is the name. I believe his speech, Mandarin, he would be singing it.
All right, I'll put you on hold, wow. Lenny. Translate that a little bit. There's a little bit of fogginess there, but Lenny, it is.
Yeah, so he not only, I was just going to accept Chinese, you know, China or Cantonese, but he nailed it right down to the city. I mean, this the god of song, Sam Hui, hails from Hong Kong, and this is... This is Rock Around the Clock in Cantonese. Something about Sam Hui, he's considered the god of song over in China, and he was the first major superstar of Cantopop. So a trailblazer in his own right.
Gotcha. All right. 855-839-1210, you get in. We have a winner. A pair of tickets to see the great Joe Conklin. That's a wonderful night out. Thank you, Lenny. Tomorrow we'll do it all over again. We'll see. What covers what mysteries happen tomorrow? I don't know. Early voting day, Charlie Kirk birthday. Henry will come up with something. A fertile mind there on this. All right. We got the side question going on, but I wanted to play for you what's happened today in the major story. Of course, the release of the hostages. I've already told you Christiana Amanpour trying to say with Caitlin Collins on CNN. Well, you know, Caitlin, the Gazans had it worse, you could argue. Really? Were they forced to dig their own graves, et cetera? I don't think so. And already we're seeing the major response. Now, the ladies on The View, to their credit, shockingly, they deemed it historic today. Then they went on to bashing Trump on other grounds. But here's President Trump reacting to the wildness. It's got to be difficult if you're Blinken, the guy who was Biden's chief negotiator in the Middle East, Secretary of State, yada, yada, yada. He pops up and he says, yeah, we put this all into play and Trump piggybacked off of what the Biden deal was all along. You know, just one aside, one of the problems with the Bidens of the world and some of the, particularly that Biden group, though, they and Biden himself, these blowhards believe you have to have all of these so-called credentials in this whole thing. Versus the people who negotiated, particularly Trump behind it, his degree is in getting things done and using leverage. And he mentioned several times today he's right. When Americans took out the Iranians who were saying, what are you going to do about it? We're going to build a nuclear facility here. In the manner that we did, it shook the Iranians and other parties. And Trump had some negotiators, Turkish, Qatar, a couple of other countries, Egypt, who were able to get in there and read to Hamas what the cards were telling them. It was over. They better sue for a deal now. And the hostages were more of a liability because as bad as the rest of the world was on Israel, they were seeing this as some fig leaf that Israel had to attack. And they bought it. And then the detail, I am still stunned. You know, at the 11th hour, I was still expecting Hamas to not do this, to delay, to do something else. But they did it. And now we have a ceasefire. Do we have an end to the war? Well, on paper, we do. And now we move forward to other aspects of this. And I don't think Trump is just going to turn away from this. He is going to try to build on this relentlessly to make the case this is what he's about. So here's Trump's reaction to to Blinken jumping in today to say, you know, this was the Biden plan, backhanded praise. While Trump built on it a little bit, he was able to execute it. But we have this in drawers, he said. We have this drawn up. We had it there. Why didn't you not get it done? Because of the people. Who you are, you stuffed shirts. There's no way they would ever do this with Biden, Blinken, Jake Sullivan and all. Absolutely no way. They would only do it with Trump. I don't know what other president that I could tell you, because they would have done it if it were possible. I thought Clinton is pretty persuasive. When he had Arafat, you may remember there, the famous Camp David stuff. And they were giving Arafat 99% of what he wanted. He still wouldn't do it. What would Trump have done in that situation? Maybe something radically different. He wouldn't wring his hands. He'd get it done somehow or another. Here's what Trump said about Blinken.
Blinken says it's good that President Trump adopted and built on the plan that the Biden administration developed. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Everybody knows it's a joke. Look, they did such a bad job. This should have never happened. This wouldn't have even happened. That was weak leadership, terrible. And the same thing with Russia-Ukraine. If a decent president, not a great president like me, not a great president. If a decent president was in, you wouldn't have had the Russia-Ukraine. And this is, I would say, even more so. This was bad policy by Biden and by Obama. Remember when Bibi came and he begged that you not do what they were doing with Iran? You remember that, right? Begged them. And they wouldn't even listen to him. Everything they did was the opposite of what you should have done. And it's nice that they try and take a little credit. That was years ago, and the mistakes were made years ago. And it was both by Biden and Obama.
All right, bringing Obama into this, too, who's been graceless in this, not giving any credit to Trump for what has happened here at all. Biden, no word from him, and Blinken saying, well, we had this plan. It's the exact same thing. We're the ones that got all these allies together. No, you didn't. They're only here together because of power, because of leverage. And then they use leverage on Hamas and say, hey, we're under the gun ourselves here with Trump. And we see the things that we may get out of this that will make us more prosperous and calm things down. We're not going to back you in this. This is not your moment. Now, that doesn't mean Hamas is going to go away. It means they'll reconstitute who knows how much. But it means they've really been damaged. And shockingly, they've agreed for once. That's what's historic. So it's a ceasefire now. Then we'll look at the next steps. But the other side, trying to jump in and say that Joe Biden had this ready to go. It's preposterous. It is almost silly to say that. You understand, what else are they going to say? Trump did something different here. It was the Trump style, all the elements of that that worked. That's what it is. That's what you have to recognize. And Trump is right, President Trump, to mention the bombing of Iran, taking out that nuclear facility. It really seems to have pushed the Iranians back. Now, are they still mortal enemies? Are they still the enemies of the world? Yes, we know all that. But can they cobble together a more peaceful atmosphere? Potentially. All right, I'm coming to your calls. Hit us with that all-time trailblazer, that all-time pioneer. Also coming up, the No Kings rally will be this October 18th. I'll give you some more detail on that. And again, you know the epicenter of this. It's white people in the suburbs. That's what you're seeing on this against Trump. Why is it not in the city? Why is it not diverse? Why are places like Haverford and Doylestown the capital of this? I wonder if Guy Shiraki is going to be writing about that. There's something about this that's very suburban, whatever they turn out. And the numbers will be exaggerated. That's this Saturday. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. Now, I'll know where I'll be on Saturday, where a lot of people are going to get great information. Most home sellers are being lied to by the people they trust, and it's costing them a fortune. Diane Cardano-Casascio, my great friend and advisor in real estate and all matters like that, you know over the years with Diane, I don't know how many years we've been together on this, has sold thousands of homes and has identified the 10 biggest myths that are not just bad advice. They'll drain $50,000, $75,000, even $100,000 from your bottom line. She's hosting a free breakfast seminar for home sellers Saturday, October 18th at 9 a.m., this coming Saturday. So join me and Diane in Fort Washington. It's a great breakfast also. She'll reveal the truth about pricing, staging, photography, and the one biggest mistake that forces homes to stay on the market for month after month, costing you thousands. All attendees will get a copy of Diane's newest book, Model Home Mindset. So join Diane and me, October 18th. RSVP, it's free. Just want to know who's coming, all that stuff. 215-576-8666 or online 215-576-8666.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Arguably my favorite song of all time, as everybody knows. Of course, I have eclectic taste, so Eminem's in there too. And Eminem is saying the same thing that Sinatra just said. The music, the moment. Mm-hmm. Same thing, Sinatra saying my way, Eminem saying the music, the moment.
Both trailblazers of music.
There you go. Absolutely. How about that as a duet? That.
Yeah.
Eminem and Sinatra. I think Sinatra might be tough to say you're going on with Eminem.
Exactly right.
Yeah. All right, so 855-839-1210. Sadly, seeing this reported by Fox, a convoy of coffins in Gaza or in the area returning some of the bodies of people who were attacked and killed on October 7th. And again, it is remarkable, the people that survived this, and we'll hear more in coming days, the savagery of that attack. 2 years of this, digging your own grave every other day, it seems like, in some of the reports. Just stunning, the achievement. But the other side says no. This Saturday, and let's face it, the Democrats are stalling to settle this shutdown because of one thing. They want the No Kings thing. They want the hurrah. Then they'll let Sunday pass. You'll see by, let's say, a week from tomorrow, serious negotiations, and maybe by Wednesday, a week from this Wednesday, you'll see some kind of tentative agreement put into play around the shutdown. That's what they're waiting for. That's what this is about. They think this will be their biggest ever, the No Kings rallies. And I'm looking at some of the websites and where these places will be, and they're centered on the usual suspects. Remember we talked about Doylestown, of course. Well, we talked about Haverford. Their signs there are not saying anything about a policy or support. They're saying resistance. They're in the suburbs. What are they resisting? This is where it is morphed. This is where it's changed. And Guy Shiraki, last time I talked with him, made the point he believes now it's not even just liberalism in the suburbs. It's morphed beyond that. That used to be the cover. They seem moderately liberal, all that. Houlihan's an example. They're getting worse all the time because the suburbs, somehow or another, have accelerated in that manner with progressives running it. You take a look at the state level, this guy, Matt Bradford, he's just a representative from Montgomery County. He calls the tune on the governor on what to do in the shutdown and things related to it. They're attacking Stacey Garrity's plan to say, you got to fund these rape crisis centers. We'll give them at 4.5% interest, and they'll pay us back when they get the money, when the state thing is over. And in the state Senate, they're saying we'll put in legislation where there won't be interest on it. And they're going against that. They think they can just force Republicans to settle on this stuff. They're the ones causing the pain. They want pain. And that's what this No Kings nonsense will be about. You'll see it all over the place. But mainly, I think it's the same people that would protest in front of Tesla. Many times, these are pretty well-heeled suburbs. They're not the poorer suburbs, you know, the Radnors of the world or the Doylestowns. I'm not saying everybody's affluent, but these are areas that have relative middle to upper middle class lifestyles. Why are they the shock? It's the unending question to me, and you're going to see it play out this Saturday. But as for today, this is not only an historic day, it's a one of a kind. I mentioned even Bill Clinton. I don't think Clinton could get done what Trump did. And he's very persuasive. It's beyond that. And so much of it Trump revealed today. I'm not going to play you again when there were people revolting there. And he talked about, hey, that was very efficient how you took them out. But Henry, this is cut 18. It's short, cut 18. Here's Trump saying publicly, you know, Netanyahu's not the easiest guy in the world to make a deal with. Cut 18.
Hold on, give me a second.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That Netanyahu was there. This was in the Knesset as he was talking in his speech, making the point that, yeah, Netanyahu ultimately came along with this. All right? Okay. Jeez, all right.
Sorry about this.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to some callers. Let's go to Don in Franconia on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Don. Welcome in.
Hello. Thank you, Don, for taking my call. Do you know you have a thief working with you in Henry? He stole my answer.
Okay.
I was born and raised in the same city as Johnny Appleseed, a.k.a. John Chapman was his real name.
Right.
But I'm pretty old, but I never knew him. He preceded me by many years.
But, who's yours,
however, my guess for today is somebody that made your life much better, Rush Limbaugh.
Absolutely. The breakthrough there, and Philadelphia was the last city to embrace Rush, the last city out of the top 20 markets to put on Rush because this was seen as so local. And it was such a hit early on. We literally went to, if you remember, seafood shanties. There had to be a dozen of them around the area. People sidled up for, we had the local host there, and they came and had seafood and sat there for 3 hours or most of it listening to Rush Limbaugh. That's unbelievable. It was a seafood shanty pilgrimage across the area. All right. It's a lightning round next. 855. Do you have that? Okay. Here is President Trump, then the lightning round, talking about Netanyahu.
And he's not easy, I want to tell you. He's not the easiest guy to deal with. But that's what makes him great. That's what makes him great. Thank you very much, baby. Great job.
It's how Trump knows exactly how to play this. He said, hey, let him go in the corruption or something. Well, that was a little over the top today, but saying that he is tough on these things, but rational, and he made it happen. That's exactly the type of setup you want to have for Netanyahu in Israel. This is difficult for him. Who knows how it comes out politically here. But the story of the day is just a few Democrats, some of the women on The View, saying, come on now, you got to praise this. We'll see what happens on the big picture. This is something you have to believe could happen to make it happen. And it takes a unique set of skills. And I'm sure Witkoff and Jared Kushner did a good job here. But it comes back to Trump and his direction. All right. Lightning round next. Let's get a winner. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, that's it. It is the lightning round today, Columbus Day. Hit us with that all-time trailblazer, that all-time pioneer. Get your name into the hat. In addition to that, tomorrow, you heard Scott Presler with us. Once an hour, we'll have him on. Big day, Charlie Kirk's birthday. He'll be in Doylestown registering voters, giving out stuff, get a freedom shirt. I'll go and meet him, and we'll see what the vibe is there. Also, we're going to have on at 12:30, I believe, the head of the RNC. Their role in upcoming elections. I know in Jersey, the money that's being thrown in to Mikey Sherrill is unparalleled. And you got to know, they're mad about it. They don't think they should have to spend money like this to win New Jersey. But they are deeply worried. You look at Cetarelli, crowd size can sometimes not be a good barometer. But in this case, day after day, he's drawing big crowds in Democrat areas even. And the rally was stunning. It sends a message. She's on the ropes. The polling indicates that it's going to be based on turnout. And she's having trouble, particularly in places like Newark, for example, with Black and Latino voters. Particularly Latino voters could be instrumental in this. And then tomorrow, the Kirk birthday, the rally that we had there was younger and spiritual. Almost every speaker dipped into that some way or another because that's what's playing out. And that stuff, they're looking for a place to land to make the point about them being involved now. And that place will be here in Jersey. Not sure about Virginia, but here in Jersey, that's where it's going to land. And if it does, it's going to be a win. All right, Phil in the Northeast is in. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Phil, good afternoon.
Paul, good afternoon, Don. Tomorrow is the 78th anniversary of the world's first sonic boom. Captain Chuck Yeager, flying an experimental Bell X-1, exceeded 700 miles per hour at 43,000 feet, breaking the sound barrier.
Why was Yeager never an astronaut? Was he too old, they thought, at that point?
If you watch the movie The Right Stuff, he kind of played it. He said he had a line in it. You guys are spam in a can. Obviously, he didn't mind riding through the atmosphere with a rocket strapped to his behind, but he wouldn't ride it into space.
Ah, okay. Well, I got to think, is it Chuck Yeager or is it Sully that I want flying the plane? Probably Sully.
Probably Sully.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck Yeager's going to get you there quicker, but Sully, let's land on the Schuylkill today. The audacity. I'm surprised nobody said him. There's a pioneer. Hey. That's it. He could have kidded himself. We'll make it to the airport. We'll make it.
We'll make it to LaGuardia.
We'll make it. Nope. I'm landing on the Hudson. And the co-pilot, at least, appears to be, says, all right. That's how this guy, amazing, too. And just a great role. I don't know if it won any awards or not, but the guy should have. All right. Drew in Upper Darby was a big winner the other day there at Mulligan's. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Dom, thank you. I had a great time. I can't thank you enough. And I can verify Henry Stroh. I thought I was watching Doug Flutie.
I'm a little taller than Doug Flutie. All right, well, it seems next event, who's going to catch the Bridgestone ball? That's what we're going to see from Henry.
Well, you know what? With all the sticking you're talking about, it reminded me of Fred Biletnikoff. You remember him?
Stickum? Love that guy. Yeah.
Hey, Dom, on my answer, you know, I don't think you're going to like the answer, but you know what? In the early 60s, Pete Rozelle, the NFL commissioner, he saw how popular the product was. And here it is, Dom, like you say, here's the money shot, revenue sharing. So if it wasn't for the revenue sharing, I know it's socialism, there'd be no Kansas City Chiefs and Buffalo Bills.
All right. So I got Pete Rozelle. Yes.
Thanks, Don.
Kind of an odious pioneer, but he's right. That's what they're socialists. At least we're all coming to Dom's point of view. You know, there's one home office. It's in New York, and these are all just centers of socialism around the area. That's what they do. So does America embrace socialism? Well, they embrace football. They don't care. There's an exception. Earl of Tacony. All right, Earl, who do you have today?
Dom, I'm going to go with George Lucas. He said special effects can look better in movies, and he developed ILM. He said movies can sound better, so he came up with THX. And he innovated marketing in movies. It used to be that the studios always held on to the marketing rights, and George Lucas negotiated that he has the marketing rights for his films. And they said, well, what are you going to do? You know, sell posters? He says, no, I'm going to sell toys. They said, what are you, a moron? How much money can you make selling toys? And he made $29 billion since Star Wars first came out, selling toys.
Thank you, Earl. That is, yes. And by the way, the Trump merch there, was it's amazing how many Trumpian things are in gold or whatever. There's never been anybody that's had more. And there are two or three Trump stores still in WoW. I don't know how they exist in October, but they're there. All right. Eminem and Joe of Exton. What a duo. Let's go to Joe. All right, Joe, how are you? Good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My pioneer is Oppenheimer, who developed a system of destruction so devastating that he felt compelled to invoke divine recognition that his innovation was carried out of righteous motivation.
Exactly. Great film, too. I know the film is long, but my God, it was the winner. Should have been the winner. Okay. Kirk, we'll start with you. A lot of worthy, even on Columbus Day, a lot of callers today. Who did you like that you think was a trailblazer pioneer?
You know what? Since we're the number one talk radio station,
okay,
I'm going to go with Rush Limbaugh from Don from Rancona.
That was a good call.
Yep.
And Rush, of course, anybody in talk radio recognizes the difference of what he did. There's only one of a kind. At one point, there was only one Stern. Now there's a phony Stern. But
exactly right.
Yeah, I could tell you the difference between the wannabes and Limbaugh and Stern, why they're different. But Henry.
Yeah, there are four I like today. In chronological order, I like Joe Columbus's answer of Bradbury Robinson, who invented the forward football pass.
Shocking.
Yeah. Robert and Ben Salem with the answer of Nikola Tesla, because he invented things even though no one was really asking for them.
That was a great insight.
I like Paul in the Northeast's answer of Chuck Yeager. We're talking about anniversaries tomorrow and birthdays and whatnot. Why not the anniversary of the day someone broke the speed of sound? That's a great one. And then I liked Earl Tacconi's answer of George Lucas revolutionizing movies and not just, you know, sound and picture, but with merchandising.
Yeah, I do like, and it did tie into today. Let's go with Yeager. That was a good one.
All right, Paul in Northeast.
Spurred a lot of good conversation. Good stuff. All right, so we have a winner today. And remember, at the end of the week, by the way, on Friday, we have Dinesh D'Souza and Scott Jennings already booked. Ooh. Tomorrow, the head of the RNC, and hope to have a bunch of other people here and a great side question. Thanks for listening today. Again, this rally, Rich's broadcast, mine from Mulligan's. Thank you, Johnny, from Mulligan's. Nobody else has stuff like this. Listeners, sponsors, all in one. And football throws of over 50 yards. You're
exactly
not getting
right.
that anywhere else.
Absolutely.
All right. I got to try that Bridgestone ball. A little bit smaller, and I think the 40-yard is in reach. A lot more stick'em, too. All right. Rich is next for 4 big hours. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Happy birthday to Charlie Kirk tomorrow here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHC.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.